The new ID requirements were passed by Congress in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks. They're meant to improve security at airports, federal buildings, and military installations. Fred Woodhams is a spokesman for Michigan's Secretary of State. He says the new IDs will be available beginning next week.
It's entirely optional. The compliant card does not cost anything extra. You'll simply pay your normal renewal fee that you would have before. But if you want a compliant license, you would have to bring in a certified birth certificate.
Some Michigan IDs already comply with the Real ID Act, including enhanced driver's licenses. Anyone without a compliant ID will have to use another form of identification, such as passport, at airports and federal facilities, beginning October 1st, 2020. I'm Ben Thorpe.